This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday morning on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Monday, mamas and the papas, and it's time for Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. What a beautiful day.
Oh, my gosh, this weather. I love it. This is why I live here, for this weather right here.
Mr. Thompson did good.
Yes.
Chamber of Commerce Day.
Yes, he did.
Well, I was out Saturday night.
Yes.
And who should I bump into? All dressed up and out on the town.
Yes, I do get out every once in a while.
Yes.
It was so much fun.
Yes, wasn't it?
We were at Pensacola Little Theater's Cabaret of Curiosities this year. And you looked pretty nice yourself.
Well, thank you.
And your beautiful date.
Yeah.
Shout out to Carrie this morning.
Yes. Well, by that time, we'd had a couple of glasses of champagne. So
you were very cheerful, actually.
Yeah. That's a polite way of saying it.
Cheerful.
Huh?
Cheerful. You're just so cheerful today.
Yes.
But they did an outstanding job. They completely transformed the center. If you don't know where that is, that's the Pensacola Little Theater downtown right there on Jefferson. Mm. And they transformed the whole building, essentially different rooms with different, all kinds of entertainment. And it was really, really amazing, the whole thing.
The room where we met, the I guess the courtroom.
Yes,
the courtroom.
The old courtroom.
I went through there several times and missed the entertainment.
Oh, they had great dancers there. They danced. I saw one performance. They were dancing to Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Which was really, really fun. They had another room that was with popcorn and cotton candy and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Outside, they had fire dancers and guy on stilts, and they had aerialists. But the guy so I walked outside and I was listening to the music, and it was an Elton John song. So I just assumed there was a DJ out there playing Elton John. Then I look up on the stage, and I swear it looked like Elton John. Mm. It was a performer, and I'm sorry I don't know his name, but he was unbelievable. It was like he was obviously an Elton John tribute band, but if you put him up next to Elton John, I mean, he was looked like him, sounded like him. The music was incredible all night. Just amazing.
Yeah. Carrie said, went over and listened, said he's really good.
He's really good.
And I listened. Yeah, he was okay.
Oh, come on now.
No, he was good.
Gosh.
He was good.
And then they had the party up at the top, which was neat. I had not been up there yet, so that was new for me.
Oh, so you got to see the view from the roof.
Which was really neat, so that's pretty special. And they had kind of a weird, I may be getting too old for this kind of stuff, but they had this neat disco room on the stage, on the actual theater stage, where you put headphones on. And so when you walk in the room, you don't hear any music. Then you put everybody that comes in puts headphones on and then listens to whatever music they want to, and then you dance. So you might be dancing. You had three different choices. So you might be dancing to Michael Jackson, and somebody else is dancing to some funk thing, and you're all dancing together. It was it was a lot of fun in one way, but kind of weirded me out in another way. I wasn't too sure. I'm thinking, oh, I might be too old for this one. But, I mean, the room was packed. Everybody was dancing, but they were all, as they say, taking the dancing to your own music literally.
I had not imbibed enough champagne yet.
But it was cool. And the room was kind of decorated like Phantom of the Opera. Mm. They had the chandelier.
No,
there.
Actually, I didn't go into that room.
Oh, it was cool.
Yeah,
you missed one. You missed one. You got to get around.
Well, we left about 10 o'clock
and
left it to the young ones to...
I've probably made it to about 10:30.
To party.
Yeah.
But I had lots of fun.
It was really well done.
It's always a great place to see people you know. And
hats off to since I'm a theater person, to all the people at Pensacola Little Theater, because, you know, when you go to the party, you get to enjoy all of that. But I also know from behind the scenes, it takes them all week to decorate and set everything up. So hats off to the staff and the volunteers and Sid and Kathy and the whole gang and their board members. Everybody pitches in because this is their big annual fundraiser, and it does make a big difference in their budget every year. So hats off. I just want to really give applause to those folks because they go unrecognized, and God bless them. I saw Topher, my friend, and he's been on the show before. He's the education director. He was sitting down, and it was about 10, and I said, "Are you okay?" He goes, "I'm fine. I'm tired." Because they would have to come in the next day and clean it all up, right? So... Really,
yes.
Unsung heroes on that one.
That event, I think, is one of the funnest fundraisers.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing it for years. They've been doing it for years. Well, you could expect different from a theater, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From artist creative types?
The theater.
Theater. The theater. God love the theater.
It was a fun night.
Yeah, it was fun. It really was.
Again, the rooftop bar, I think, is phenomenal. They're going to have lots and lots of special parties, wedding receptions and things. It's just perfect for that.
It is. It's a great location downtown, right in the heart of downtown.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many people can be in the room. Probably, 150?
Sid was telling me 130, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds, yeah.
That's about, they got 150 up there the other night, but I think the max is 130.
Yeah.
But seeing the moon, the pink moon, was really beautiful.
Yes.
From up there. So
we took a picture.
Yeah, it was fun. So it's been a nice weekend. And, of course, we always want to mention you can go right to their website at PensacolaLittleTheater.com and find out about all the upcoming shows. Got some great shows coming up, Cabaret being one of them. We've got the Oregon Trail. There's just so many good shows. So I perform there. I'm a fan. I love all the people that are there.
I must come and see one of your productions.
Yeah, you've missing out.
Yeah.
I don't get it cast a lot, but I do try to get in there when I can because I love theater and acting so much. It's my passion. It's my number one love in the world is theater. Mm. Always has been.
Well, I will do that.
There you go. I'll let you know.
I hope they cast you. Do you do musicals?
Is that I am fun? Not. There's the question. So this show should be about Ballinger Publishing, not about me. However, I would consider myself more of a dramatic actress. I'm all into the different, I teach acting, so all the different acting techniques, the method, and Meisner, and all the different things over the years. But also, I jokingly, when I went to New York, I lived there 15 years pursuing acting, and the first time I met an agent, you had to dance, sing, and do a monologue, right? Mm. First time I went, and when I was done, he looked at me and said, He said, okay. He said, I know what category to put you in, because there's very specific categories. He said, I think you're an actress who can sing and moves well. I think that's the funniest category ever.
Well.
And moves well. Because I'm not a trained dancer. I can sing, but I'm not sure that I'm a musical gal. I love them. I appreciate them, but I do not have that Broadway, kind of voice that Kristen Chenoweth and, all the great singers have. So I have a great appreciation for musicals, and they do them well at PLT, that's for sure.
Yes.
There's so much talent in this
town. A few years ago, I went to the Maria Callas Masterclass.
Oh, gosh. How fun.
That was very good.
Yeah, that's a whole... No, an opera? No. I'm not even good enough to be in the chorus of the Pensacola Opera, so...
as you know, that's more my
field, I know. Do you sing?
No, I have a terrible voice.
You don't sing in the shower or hum along?
No. I have no inclination to sing, period. I leave it to people that can sing.
Right. Well, I'm in that category.
That's why I appreciate some of the great voices so much, that I have no singing voice.
Idina Menzel is like...
And I can't act. I mean, I'm pretty worthless when it comes to
I don't know
the
about
theater.
That. You could get away with a lot just having the great British accent. Because that speech helps a lot, having that voice.
Yeah, I have found over the years that people listen to the way that I say something rather than what I say.
Absolutely.
Which can be a disadvantage, too.
But it does explain a lot. And on that note, we're going to get a break. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for Malcolm about any of the Ballinger Publishing publications, there are so many in town that are so helpful. Downtown crowd can tell you everything that's happening and going on. We've got Pensacola Magazine, Business Climate, the Council. Let's see, what else do we have?
Coming of Age.
I was going to say Council on Aging,
which
Coming of Age.
Which lately featured...
Mary and Dave on the cover. Gorgeous photo of the two of them.
Yes.
So, since your folks will be saying, okay, time to talk about your publications, sir.
Well, hang on a second. Let's not rush into it.
Okay.
Let's keep the theme of...
Uh-oh. The theme of...
Organized chaos going.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that the Masters yesterday... I know you're not a golfer.
I love to watch golf. I love the Masters.
But that was probably the greatest golf tournament...
They had sudden death, yeah?
Yes.
And Rory McIlroy was the big winner.
Yes, which I wanted to see win. Although, of course, his opponent, Justin Rose, is also a Brit, so I had a little bit of divided loyalties. But I really wanted to see Rory get the Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the shots that he hit were just out of this world.
I don't even know. It was, what, 12 under, something like that?
Yeah. And that is not an easy golf course.
Oh, no. Not at all. It's impressive. I mean, they are the best. There's no question about it. They are the best.
Yes.
Yeah. So I like the Masters or something because it's maybe because it's in Augusta, it's Georgia. I've grown up with it. My parents were big time golfers. Was around the golf course my whole life. So, and I'm right in that same category. I can hit the ball, but not necessarily. It's right up there with the I can sing. Well, I can play, but I don't play well. I'm a better greens. I'm actually an excellent putter, actually.
I attempt the game every Sunday.
Ooh, yesterday was gorgeous.
Oh, I said to my playing partner that, Bo, that it was like a fall day in New England. Mm. Not a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Just not too warm. Just absolutely perfect. If we could have 365 days like that, we really would be in paradise.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think it's good to have a rainy day every now and then, just so you appreciate it.
Well, you need rain to make the flowers grow. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I suppose we ought to get to the subject in hand.
I'm not going to push it because I tried and you went to you. To Malcolm's staff, I did my best. I tried to get him on topic, but it's okay.
I have been known to digress a little. I know.
Never. No, come on. But this is, the bridal issue is out, right?
The bridal issue is out. Now, did you look at the
front
cover?
I haven't seen it. No,
oh,
I haven't seen it.
Well, you need to go online to BallingerPublishing.com.
Okay.
And click on Pensacola Magazine. And I think you'll agree that what I said last week about the dress
All right, hang on. I'm looking right now.
Maybe I even understated the beauty of the dress. It was incredibly...
It's Pensacola Magazine, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Incredibly beautiful and...
yes, look at that.
It sort of mixed the customs with... integrated.
She's gorgeous. Yes, it's a beautiful dress. I love it.
Yes.
I'm not going to spill the beans. You're going to have to go look yourself. BallingerPublishing.com. Just click on the...
Yeah.
I just did it. And then you click on weddings. And the magazine cover is gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Isn't that dress... I'm trying to think of the right way to describe it. It is...
gorgeous.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
But
it
mixes her heritage with...
the traditions.
Blend of... American customs and her heritage.
Yes, I love it.
I think that's the best way to say it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
Beautiful. So go see the picture and see what we're talking about.
And, of course, all of the entries are featured in the magazine.
Well, what's kind of neat as I'm looking at it right now, if you go to BallingerPublishing.com and then you can click on any of the publications. So now I've done that, but I can now flip the pages as if it was in my lap. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of neat. You click the arrow and I'm flipping pages. And so now getting to the wedding section, and we've got all the different pictures that people sent in, which is just really cool. There's like how many pages here of everybody's wedding. So if you know someone that got married recently and they sent their photos in, they are in the magazine this month, which is really neat. It's just such a wedding. Weddings are so happy. It's just such a happy occasion.
I would hope so.
And families come together and they really, occasionally there's some drama, but I have to give my family, they really tried to be on their best behavior.
Are there any secrets you want to tell us?
No, but they really do try to be on. Everybody tries to get along that one day, you know, and there's something to be said for that.
I was just trying to think back to my wedding, but it was over 50 years ago. So
you and Glennis.
Yeah.
You got married in England?
Yes.
Okay.
We had a traditional British wedding.
So what is that?
Local church.
What's a traditional British wedding?
Well, you have a bachelor night the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have the wedding service. In those days, it was always in church. And then you have a reception, which we had at a local hotel. And then the bride and groom leave for honeymoon. We didn't actually leave town we'd bought a house and we were busy doing stuff to that house.
Oh, that's the best way to do it, to have you stay and everyone else go.
But I remember it was really stressful.
Mm, really?
Yes.
Why was that? Because the groom typically doesn't have to do anything.
Well, but the groom has to manage all of the ladies, the different...
yes.
What is it? I'm trying to think of a delicate way to put it. The various characters and personalities.
Ah,
and,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And keep order, I guess. Keep
everyone happy.
Should we change subject before I get in trouble? I think I may already be
too
in
late,
trouble.
Too late.
Yeah.
Too late, but that's okay. That's okay.
So.
Pensacola Magazine's feature is about weddings.
Is about weddings. And you will. You can also go to mobile phone. We have a mobile friendly version.
The app? You have an app?
The app, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Excellent.
And it's. I think we did actually about 10 years ago an Indian bride who was in a really colorful outfit. That was more of a traditional Indian, Indian, the country.
Right, right.
Wedding. And the dress, and we also showed a picture of the bridesmaids. I don't think they call them bridesmaids in their culture, but anyway, just beautiful dresses. And the mother of the bride had the dress made in India.
Oh, wow.
And flew back to the U.S. with the dress on her lap on the plane.
Because, oh, my goodness.
So it wouldn't get creased or whatever.
Aww.
And it was the most incredible dress.
Wow.
This one ranks with that. Not quite as colorful, but beautiful, intricate patterns.
Oh, yeah. The lace, it looks like it was definitely looks like it was handmade. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's
probably
beautiful.
Was. Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here for some commercials, and then we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620. Been talking about Pensacola Magazine and a great weekend, all kinds of topics
have?
This morning. Yes, a little bit. A little bit. A little bit. So you only have a few minutes left, Malcolm. What would you like to check in with everybody this morning?
Well, we did mention PensacolaMagazine.com, but if you go to BallingerPublishing.com, then you can click on all of the current issues, which include business climate, coming of age, and all of the special publications that we do. But primarily, of course, our flagship is Pensacola Magazine.
And the magazines are actual magazines, which is really, I love, because I'm still old-fashioned that way, when you can pick one up just about anywhere in town.
Yes.
And then Downtown Crowd is an actual newspaper.
Correct.
With all the latest info, which
isn't
is great.
That a novelty, huh?
Well, it's getting to be, isn't it? With everybody on their phones and online now and streaming and stuff, it's still, to me, I love print.
Yes. Pensacola Magazine is more popular now than it's ever been. People are finding that for news, what's happening during the day, the phone and CNN and Fox News, whatever, is great. But if you want to learn about Pensacola, Pensacola lifestyle, and stories of interest, Pensacola Magazine is the place to go.
All right. Been talking with Malcolm Ballinger at Ballinger Publishing. Thank you for being here.
I'm being played out.
Right here on... Sorry, I have no control over that. It just starts playing. But thanks for being here, Malcolm. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.